The Ballykelly site obviously is an old army camp. It needs to be developed. We need a master plan for it. It has got pluses and it's got minuses, but certainly the pluses has to be right next door to the city of Derry Airport, the Belfast Derry Railway passing through it. It's on a beautiful site overlooking Lough Foyle. It's in an area where education provision is of the highest standards. Those are the sort of things that would need to be sold to the civil servants. And, of course, they would need financial support in moving as well. So it's not simply a matter of Sammy Wilson getting up in the Assembly and saying, oh, well, 87% are against it.
And do you feel that the decision should come down to the workers in the end there, whether they should move from Belfast to Ballykelly or elsewhere?
Not at all. The 900-acre site at Ballykelly is far more important than the workers in any government department. And that's why yesterday I asked Sammy Wilson to take charge, to take control of the situation, to bring together the people who can influence the development of that site. And, of course, that includes the elected representatives, the Chambers of Commerce, the University of Ulster, and, indeed, the local assembly members, because I personally have not been asked for my opinion at all. And my worry is that the site will become another long cache, growing benweeds and going nowhere. And that would be an extreme disappointment, not just for East Derry, but I think for the North West as a whole, because that site has the capabilities and the potential of opening up a completely new economic hub for the North West, which, of course, includes Donegal.